Welcome to the Big Band and Swing Podcast, brought to you by SwingCityRadio.com.
Now for this number one audience, one of Louis Prima's top tunes, Robin Hood.
It was Little John, another was Allendale, 140 more, together they hit the trail. They would scamper through the forest to the Blue Boar Inn. Mr. Eden told them where they should begin. He took from the rich man and gave it to the poor man. Had a fear for no man, only for his chick, whose name was Marianne. And here is the switcheroo, a Robin Hood's loyal crew. King Richard forgave them all, and here's what they had to do. They became his royal rangers and were very good. So that ends our little tale of Robin Hood.
Robin Hood, an absolute classic from Louis Prima. That recording is from August of 1944. Well, hey there! Welcome back to the Big Band and Swing Podcast. I'm your host, Ronaldo. Today I have some wonderful vintage recordings by Mal Hallett, George Olson, and the Boswell Sisters. I also have another soundie for you by Larry Clinton, so this should be a very fun show. But first, listener mail.
Now hear this. Mail call.
Today's email reads, "Hi, Ronaldo. I love the podcast and listening to the station. I think I first discovered the podcast in October of 2023. I started listening to a lot more jazz over the past couple of years, and I realized that swing music really appeals to me. I live in Thailand at the moment. Thanks for everything you do. All the best, Tony." Well, Tony from Thailand, thank you so much for the email and the kind words. Believe it or not, the stats and emails show that the station and podcast have a pretty good following in Thailand. Who would have thought? Just gotta love this interweb thing. So this first set of songs all come from various episodes of the show Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands. I've been spending the last week or so sifting through those shows and pulling out some very good music. This first one is by Mal Hallett, and it's called Dark Eyes.
The Spunk Line's on the beam. Mal Hallett's on the line, and Dark Eyes is on the air.
Starting off now with Nancy Reed. She's got a tune I think you'll like. I've got the sun in the morning.
Express my thanks. I've got the sun in the morning and the moon. There are people in most countries who would like to live in the Republic of the United States or the Dominion of Canada, where that good Olga coal is sold. The citizens of our free countries are the envy of many people elsewhere because of the personal freedom which we have enjoyed. Why, then, doesn't every country adopt a form of free government? One answer is that, unfortunately, there are people and parties in many nations who are so greedy for power that they will sacrifice the freedom of their fellow countrymen to obtain power for themselves. History, even recent history, is replete with such instances. That is why the citizens of the Republic of the United States and the Dominion of Canada must be careful to recognize at its very beginning any movement to steal or limit their freedom. That is not always easy. The man who would enslave a free people doesn't begin by saying, "Now I'm going to be your dictator." Instead, he probably will claim that he is a devoted supporter of personal freedom. But all the while, he will support policies that weaken and undermine personal freedom. Such a man will deny any totalitarian aims. But free citizens must not be deceived by such denials. Apparently, it is a cardinal principle of every sincere totalitarian that he is justified in lying, if such lies will advance his plans. In these times, no public figure and no party or organization supporting such a person can be accepted without careful consideration. Every public figure and organization must be carefully scrutinized. And if their real aims are to limit or to destroy our freedom as individuals, they must be opposed and defeated.
And in case you haven't already guessed, here's the other. A George Olson composition sung by Sherman Hayes, "Gonna Build a Big Fence Around Texas."
Texas, around Texas, gonna build a big fence around Texas, so they can't steal my baby away. She's the lovin'est baby around Texas, around Texas, around Texas, and the fellas all know it in Texas. That's the reason I worry today. She's got that Texas sunshine in her smile, thrills the cowboy, kills the cowboy. She's got those Lone Star moonbeams in her eyes. See what I'm up again. My troubles have just commenced. Gonna build a big fence around Texas, around Texas, around Texas. Gonna build a big fence around Texas, so they can't steal my baby away. Yay-ho!
Yay-ho!
Yay-ho! Fetch that lumber pilot high, gonna build it to the sky. Yay-ho!
Yay-ho!
Big job to do, I know, but she's mighty sweet and so. Gonna build a big fence around Texas, around Texas, around Texas. Gonna build a big fence around Texas, so they can't steal my baby away.
Build a Big Fence Around Texas by George Olson from May of 1945. We also heard I Got the Sun in the Morning by Hal McIntyre from May of 1946, and Dark Eyes by Mal Hallett from June of 1945. All of those tracks were from various episodes of Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands. Up next, I have a soundie all loaded up and ready to go. This is Larry Clinton and his orchestra with The Night We Met in Hanamu. This was released to Panorams in August of 1943, and the beautiful Peggy Mann provides the vocals.
Sammy's Auto and all the boys to get together. Mr. and Mississippi.
I can't recall my mother. I don't remember Dad. Mr. and Mississippi was all I ever had.
Thank you.
a quiet country town. A house, a little garden, with kitties running round. I'd be a faithful husband, I'd be a trusting friend, until I heard that steamboat coming round the bend.
That was Sammy Zotto and all the fellows with Mr. and Mississippi.
I'm just a little Jackie Horner. On that old corner,
for the moon in Lover's Lane, I'm doing things I never did before.
When I take my sugar to tea, all the boys are jealous of me, 'cause I never take her where the gang goes. When I take my sugar to tea, I'm a rowdy, dowdy, that's me. She's a high hat, baby, that's she. So I never take her where the gang goes when I take my sugar to tea. Every Sunday afternoon, we forget about our cares, rubbing elbows at the wrist with those millionaires. When I take my sugar to tea, I'm as risky there as I can be, 'cause I never take her where the gang goes when I take my sugar to tea.
Take My Sugar to Tea by the Boswell Sisters from a 1930s radio broadcast. We also heard Mr. and Mississippi by New Jersey's very own Oscar Dumont and a soundie by Larry Clinton and his orchestra. So I have one last song for you before I go. But first, do you enjoy this podcast? Do you look forward to it every week? Well, then please consider supporting the work I do here. Just head on over to supportswing.com and learn more about becoming a Hepcat and supporting this podcast. Also, keep those emails coming. Love them. Let me know what you like about the podcast, how long you've been listening, and your general location. The address to email the show is swingcityradio@gmail.com. So this last one I have for you today is called Swinging at the Daisy Chain by Count Basie, and I think you're going to love this one. Until next time, be sure to stay healthy, keep smiling, and I'll see you soon. Thank you so much for listening today. Thank you so much for listening to the Big Band and Swing podcast. Don't forget to follow this podcast and please feel free to leave me a 5-star review. Also, if you'd like to help support the Big Band and Swing podcast, simply go to supportswing.com and consider becoming a Hepcat. That web address again, supportswing.com. If you'd like to email me your comments, questions, or would just like to say hello, you can email me anytime at swingcityradio@gmail.com or through my website at bigbandpodcast.com. The recordings played on this podcast, to the best of my knowledge, are considered public domain. The recordings have been cleaned up, edited, and touched up only to increase the enjoyment for the listener, and I do my best to credit the performers during the podcast. Please email me with any copyright concerns. I take great care to only use recordings, song versions, and other audio materials that are considered public domain, but I am only human, so let me know of any issues. The Big Band and Swing Podcast is recorded, edited, and produced at Swing City Studios and brought to you by SwingCityRadio.com. And as always, thank you so much for listening.